I should be joined live on the phone now by Frances Tuffery, who is chairperson of the Society of Recorder Players of Ireland. Did I get that right, Frances?
That's correct, yeah.
Wow. Can you tell us all about the society, Frances? When did you form? How many members of the society are there?
Well, the society here in Ireland is a branch of the main Recorder Society of Britain and Ireland. So that was formed in 1937 in London.
1937
in London. And then after the war, they spread out, and what were called branches in different parts of the area were added on. Now, the branch here was founded in 1971. And we have about 28 members, just short of the 30 members.
Wow.
At the moment.
And would all of those members be based in Dublin, Frances?
No, they're not. No.
Are they national?
It is national in that we are the only branch here in Ireland. Now, I'd love there to be a branch in Cork and a branch in Limerick and so on, but there isn't. So we have a couple of people come down from Belfast every month. We have somebody in Port Leash, people in Drogheda. So it is, you know, spread out a bit.
And how long have you been playing for yourself?
How long have I been playing? I started as a child. I suppose I must have been about 11 when I started. And I didn't have a teacher. It was just myself and my pal on wet Saturday afternoons. And she could already play, and I at the time was playing the violin, so I suppose I had an advantage in that I could already read music and stuff. So I played then sort of through my secondary school, and then I went to college and played a tiny bit there, and then gave up. Life took over, and family came along and all the rest of it, and I got back to it then, I suppose, in the late 70s. There was a person where I was working, was playing, and taking a little group, and I asked, could I join? And it just went on from there.
Was it the norm, Frances, at one stage in our existence that children will be taught the recorder in school?
It was, indeed. Particularly, I suppose, in the UK more than here, because it started around the 1930s in the UK, that a guy called Edgar Hunt started teaching in schools. Now, here, I think a lot more kids would have learned the tin whistle, possibly before recorder. But the thing about the recorder is it can teach a fairly large group of kids to play at the beginning, which is not as easy with most other instruments. A recorder can be bought for not very much, particularly nowadays when you've got plastic recorders. So it was accessible to kids, and still is. It's being taken over a little bit at the moment by the ukulele, which has moved into schools. I don't know what the outcome's going to be, but recorder is still there. It's still out there, you know, in schools.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you played the violin as well. Is it true that if you learn how to play one instrument, it's a little bit easier to pick up others? Is that true?
Well, I played the violin for a very short period of time as a child. But it does have the advantage that you learn to read music, for a start. But not that long ago, about 3 or 4 years ago, I took up another string instrument called the viol. Now, although you hold the bow in a different way than you would with a violin, my teacher said that the experience I had of playing a string instrument at an early age was standing me instead now that I was learning again a new instrument. Now, I'm not sure about that, but she said certainly the way I was bowing was because of the experience I'd had as a child.
And can you tell us, Frances, is it a difficult instrument to play? How hard is it to get the basics?
The recorder. Well, yeah. A lot of people say the recorder is a very easy instrument to play, but a very hard instrument to play well.
Okay.
Let's take that for what you will. It is easy in that kids pick it up very, very quickly. Most kids, anyway. And it's interesting watching a group of kids play. Some of them, you can see instantly, are very musical children, and they're playing in a very musical way. Some others are playing extremely well because they're very, very bright kids. But you can see the difference early on. I had a pupil a few years ago who found it really, really hard to read music, but she could play beautifully. And she played a lot by ear, which is no harm, it's a good thing. She played at home with her dad playing the guitar with her, and she was really enthusiastic. But she had this sort of blindness about reading music, but it doesn't stop you playing. You know, you can still be a very good player. So really, I think, yeah, it's very accessible to start with.
Now, you mentioned earlier you have 28 members,
approximately,
Frances,
yeah.
Approximately. Do we know how many recorder players there are in Ireland? And
well, no, we don't.
Even the ballpark figure, no?
I wouldn't even have that, I'm afraid.
Do you know, that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. I do.
Why?
I think that's a good thing. I think it's because we don't know the talent pool out there, and we may surprise ourselves one day by seeing a renaissance in recorder playing.
Well, I hope so. I mean, we do know that there's people playing recorder down in Cork. We know that. And the Cork School of Music is brilliant, and there's, you know, a lot of interest down there. I suspect a small pocket in Kilkenny, because there's a very strong early music crowd down in Kilkenny. There are certainly youngsters coming through, say, to the Royal Irish Academy and Trinity, who study recorder as their main instrument. But as to how many there are, I really wouldn't be able to tell you.
What can you tell us about the Irish Recorder Orchestra?
Well, this is a new venture that we're hoping to launch. Now, we've realised that now is possibly not the best time to launch this, as it's difficult to get people together.
Yeah.
And also, a lot of music schools, the smaller music schools, are closed, so it's hard to get information out. But there isn't a recorder orchestra in Ireland. There are lots of them in the UK. There's certainly one in Scotland. I think there's one in Wales. There's quite a few in England. And the idea is that it's run more on the lines of an orchestra. The music that's played tends to be either music which has been written in the last, say, 10 or 20 years for recorder orchestras, or arrangements of popular orchestra pieces that we all know. It would always be run like an orchestra in that you'd have sections. Like in an orchestra, you'd have the first violins and the second violins and the brass and so on. In an orchestra, it would be done, a recorder orchestra, it would be done on the size of the instrument. So you'd have like the soprano or descant recorder would be one section, and then the treble recorder would be another section, and so on. And you'd have a section leader like you would in an orchestra, and the conductor, and expected to go away and rehearse your part to come up to a standard which could be then used for performance.
That's now, I know something is happening on the 5th of February. Am I right, Frances?
Well, you were right, but as of last Saturday, we've had to postpone it.
Okay.
Now, that's basically because of the situation we find ourselves in at the moment. As I say, we've realised it's not the best time to launch a project like this. But our plan anyway now is to launch it in June. And we're hoping that the situation would be eased and that schools would be open and we'll be able to get our information out there. So it would be June sometime. That's the best I can tell you, I'm afraid.
What plans did you have for the 5th of February? It doesn't really matter whether it takes place in February or whether it takes place in June. Maybe June might be a better time for it, coming into the summer. More people available, maybe people off work. And I think people are probably more focused in the summer than they are in the winter because they've got too many things going on. But I think it might just be a blessing in disguise, actually.
It might
you've had to be delayed a little bit. It's only a couple of months.
I mean, we've called it a taster day because the idea is that at the moment it's just going to be a one-off day where the day will be divided into sections, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm finishing at 4 o'clock with a break in between, obviously, for lunch. And two or three different pieces would be played during the course of the day. Now, what we're hoping for is that there will be people who are not involved in the branch, in the Society of Recorded Players branch, who would be interested in playing in the orchestra. So it will be a different kind of thing. It will be something that you would come to maybe three times a year rather than every month. It will be something that you will be expected to take the music home and practice by yourself, but come back at a higher standard than when you went. So it would be good for, say, teenagers who are studying recorder. A couple of years ago, we were involved in a concert which included a quartet of teenagers from the Royal Irish Academy who came along and played a couple of pieces. So we'd hope that those kind of people would be interested to come along to the orchestra. And the whole idea of the taste today is just to give them an idea of what will take place and what would happen regularly if the orchestra takes off.
And if there is one good thing to come out of COVID, Francis, I think it's been the birth of technology that kind of encourages people to get together. And I'm talking about Zoom here, and there are other ways you can do it, but I think Zoom is probably the most popular. And it means that if something is happening in Dublin, it doesn't exclude people from anywhere else. So I think this new blended approach where you have the physical and the virtual, I think personally is a blessing in disguise as well, because you can now have people from all over the country, in fact all over the world, interact with you in real time. And I think that is a true blessing. Would you agree with that, and maybe that can help you?
Well, I would and I wouldn't. The problem with Zoom for music is the time lag, so you can't really play together with Zoom. But what a lot of people have done, the way they have coped with that, is that the whole group gets together and they have a conductor. And you play your part, but nobody else can hear you. But you can hear a recording. A recording is played with the conductor conducting, and you play your part. And so you feel as if you're playing with a group of people, but nobody else can actually hear you. And quite a lot of choirs have been doing this, and some people find it very, very good, and some people can't cope with it at all.
Yeah.
A friend of mine said in a choir she really felt as if she was in a choir, and she really felt good. But other people say no, it's useless.
Well, hopefully with the advance in broadband and the advance in broadband speeds, maybe that time lag might be reduced to nothing soon. You never know.
That would be good.
You never know. That would be fantastic. Now, for people listening to this morning, Francis, and mm-hmm. you've whetted their appetite and they'd like to pick up an instrument, hopefully the recorder, start learning how to play it. And it doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, I've just gone out and bought a keyboard, and I've never played a keyboard. I've played them on and off, but I don't know how to play it. I don't read music, but I'm going to learn. I'm at a certain point in my life where, you know, I want to learn something. I want to learn how to play. And if I can do something with it, great, you know. If I never do, well, that's so be it. But, you know, it would be fantastic to see people now pick up an instrument. Maybe they've always wanted to do it, but they didn't quite have the confidence within themselves. But I think what COVID has done is that it's given people a chance to reset.
Indeed, yeah.
You know, so they can now do things that they probably thought were never possible before. They have that confidence that this 2-year break people, that it's...
A good few people have a bit more time.
Absolutely.
You know, so they have time to put into things that they wouldn't have done before. I think that's a very, very important point, yeah.
And as far as the instrument is concerned, you mentioned earlier plastic instruments. They may be a bit cheaper. Are they of quality?
Most of them are. I mean, from the point of view of children starting, there are a million and one different kinds of plastic recorder out there, some of which are complete and utter rubbish. But there are reputable makers. Yamaha are probably the best. I mean, Yamaha seem to make everything under the sun, from motorbikes to recorders, you know. Now, we used to have a Yamaha shop in Dublin, but it's long gone. And now, really, the only way to get hold of them is by online from the UK. But Yamaha, Aulos, Dolomech, they're all good makes of recorder, and you just need to look it up on the internet and find them, you know. Mm-hmm. From the point of view of Yamaha plastic recorders, I mean, they go right through to bass recorders. And a very, very good value for money.
And as far as tutoring is concerned, are there tutors available for them here in Dublin?
Teachers, you mean?
Teachers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a million and one small music schools around the place, and most of them teach recorder. Walton's School of Music has always taught recorder and to a very high standard. The academy, anybody, you know, you don't have to be a child to go and do these things. They would take on. And the DIT, although they're called something else these days, aren't they? They all do classes. So it's not that hard to find them, you know.
Now, Francis, if I gave you one wish this morning, what would it be regarding the recorder? How would you like to see this orchestra develop?
I'd like to see an input from people across the country, so that we would have people from different parts of the country. I'd like to see quite a wide age representation. So I don't mean kids, because it's going to be too long a day for them, and too demanding probably, but teenagers certainly, people, you know, 14, 15, they're perfectly capable, right up to, you know, 70s, 80s, all the way through. Different people from people who are included in the branch at the moment. We want to meet other people who are out there playing. So from the recorder orchestra point of view, that's basically what we want to see. From the recorder in general, my real wish is that the attitude of the general public would change and see it as a real instrument.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think maybe it's been stereotyped in sitcoms and that kind of thing?
Well, that's a different story, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has. I mean, the problem with it being in schools is that a lot of people just see it as an instrument that kids play in school. They don't see it as an instrument that is taken to the absolute heights. And music, you know, all sorts of music, Handel, Bach, Vivaldi, they all composed for the recorder. The music is out there. I'm told Brian Jones played recorder in the Rolling Stones hit of Ruby Tuesday. So, you know, it's a really useful instrument.
That's fantastic.
There was an episode of Call a Midwife on not the Sunday Just Gone, the Sunday before, where one of the characters wanted to say thank you to people and thought the way to do that was to give them a recorder recital. And the other people, the storyline was that the other people were going to be bored by this and find it most unpleasant. So the woman plays her recorder and played okay, not brilliantly, but okay. And the rest of them just were so bored and couldn't wait to get out of the room. And that was giving off real negative vibes. And we feel that if that had been a violin or a clarinet or something, they wouldn't have got away with that. But because it's a recorder, everybody can poke fun at it.
Well, hopefully, Francis, those days are coming to an end. Now, if anybody out there wishes to get some information as to the society itself, the Society of Recorder Players of Ireland, and you are a chairperson, how is the best way they can get some information about you?
The best way is to look up our website, I would say, really, because that would give them any information they want for communication and what we do and so on. So the website is srpireland.org. If they look up, you know, if they go to that, they will find the whole thing there.
And do you have a physical base, or are you based at a particular address?
We meet to play in the community centre in Booterstown, which is just off the coast road there, just by, you know, the old Punch Bowl pub in Booterstown. It's just off Booterstown Avenue, kind of thing. Brothel Avenue, it's called.
You're just down the road from Dunleary.
Well, Booterstown, you get off the Dart at Booterstown station and we just cross the road.
Yeah. So it's very accessible. There's no excuses.
Yeah.
And maybe we've just done something this morning to maybe help pull a few bums on seats, as they say.
That would
be absolutely fantastic. Francis, unfortunately, time has caught up in this. I could talk to you forever. I love this kind of stuff. I really do. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, important that people get together and make music together. That's what it's all about.
Oh, it is. It is. Make music, not war, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
To almost quote John Lennon. Anyway, Francis, we will talk again soon, and maybe, just maybe, when this COVID thing is done and dusted, we might be able to get you and a few of your pals into the studio here to give us a song, a tune or two. You never know. But Francis, the very best of luck, and hopefully we have a few bums on seats. And the recorder is a fantastic instrument. You know, don't let anybody put it down.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And there's a beautiful tone off it. I love the tone of it.
It is. It's
beautiful.
It's like a pure voice. It's so much, I don't know, it's just better than anything. The hairs on the back of my neck always go up. I just love it.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Fantastic. Now, that's the definition of passion. That's true. Francis, thank you so much. We will talk again, absolutely.
That'll be good, yeah.
Great stuff. Thank you so much, Francis. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.